You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is The Rob Carson Show, hour number two. The number is 800-922-6680. Again, a couple of things on the plate. O.J. Simpson's dead. He's still dead. That's about all I have to say about it. I would say rest in peace, but no, not really. No, no. Oh, yeah, and then Whoopi Goldberg, she told the whole world our secret plans to bring back slavery.
Take a look at the things that they're rolling back. Mm. Remember I said ages ago, you know, they, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back.
There you go. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. So I'm just going to tell you, for those of you... for instance, my wife was wondering what I was doing in the backyard because, you know, we got a garden out there. And she asked me why I didn't want any herbs and I just wanted cotton seeds because, you know, I want to bring back slavery, apparently. Yeah, you know, no matter who you are, if you're black, white, what, or whatever, if you're GOP, you want to bring back slavery, apparently. This is why the Democrats bring in tens of thousands of little children across the southern border who are literally being sex trafficked and held in slavery for their lives until they presumably escape or die. Yeah, so there you go. That's Democrats for you. Their agenda's going up in flames. The economy is terrible, and they're dying like movie vampires.
Soul is mine!
Donald Trump's a racist. He's going to outlaw abortion nationwide. He's never going to leave office. He's going to be a dictator. Now, when actually this is the real story that they are trying to cover up. By saying that, you know, the Republicans want to bring back slavery.
Just in, inflation is headed in the wrong direction right now. The latest consumer price report just out shows prices up 3.5%. This over same time last year. CNN's Rahel Solomon just looking through it all, just running into the studio to help us out. What are you seeing in this?
Hey, Kate. So, yeah, you put it pretty well
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's a crap sandwich without any bread. Back to you.
This is moving in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. So 3.5% on an annual basis. To put that in context, that is hotter than what we were expecting and certainly hotter than we saw the month prior. If you look at a CPI on a monthly basis, sort of a similar trend there, right? So coming in at 0.4% on a monthly basis.
Yeah. What does that mean to you? Well, you already know what it means. Well, you know that energy's gone up 40%, gasoline's gone up 50%, electricity's gone up 30%, natural gas has gone up 27%. Groceries, they say here 21%, but I'm saying closer to 50 on some things. I noticed this. You know, and I also noticed that you don't see the yellow stickers at Walmart anymore. Yeah. I'm one of the only national hosts out there who knows what it's like to shop at Walmart every day. And they don't do the yellow stickers like they used to. You know why? Because they're not discounting like they did. And everything's costing a hell of a lot more. I use the example of chicken breasts. Chicken breasts used to be $1.89 reliably. $1.88 at Walmart. Now if they're on sale, they're $2.98. Yeah, so that's 50%. That's a 50% increase. Eggs, 50% increase. Milk, it says only 15% here. I'm doubting that. Chicken, 24%. Transportation, 32%. Airfare, 32%. Public transportation, 22%. Used cars, says here only 21%, but I can tell you because I sold cars for a while. No, it's much higher than that. It is much higher than that. So that's what they're covering up by saying that Donald Trump and the Republicans want to bring back slavery. It's just so funny. It's just so funny and stupid. That's why I make fun of them. Delinquency rates among American credit card holders that are on all-time high. You know why that is? Oh, because people are putting their bills and stuff on credit cards. I've been there. I know this. I first got out of college. I got an Amoco credit card. It had like a $800 limit. So I lived on microwave burritos from the gas station. Yeah, 3.5% of card balances were at least 30 days past due as of the end of December. That's the highest figure of the data series going back to 2012. And up by about 30 basis points from the previous quarter. Oh, yeah, did you hear about this? Because inflation ticked back up again, you're not going to get a mortgage interest cut this year. So the house that was unaffordable to you, like last year, it's going to stay the same. And your rent's gone up dramatically. Let's see what else. Your mortgage has gone up dramatically. The price of a house has gone from $235,000 to $400,000. The ability for a household to own a home has gone up from a $60,000 annual combined income to $106,000. But the Republicans want to bring back racism. They want to bring back slavery. So about 10% of credit card borrowers now have an account balance that exceeds $5,200, according to the Philadelphia Fed. Oh, that's small potatoes. One quarter of active accounts have a credit of a balance of over $2,000. It's been surging, those making minimum payments, by the way. High balances, minimum payments, lower credit scores, record delinquencies. Donald Trump wants to bring back slavery. These are terrible signs of what is happening in the real world. Donald Trump wants to outlaw abortion. To begin with, unless you pay them off every month, credit cards are a sucker's game. Donald Trump wants to become a dictator forever. Forbes reported that the average credit card interest rate is 28%. That's like, hey, you're going to make the payment or we're going to have to hurt you here. We're charging you 30%. You got a problem with that? Not unheard of to hear credit cards with APRs as high as 25 and 30%. Only desperate people subject themselves to this kind of abuse, but desperate we are in the land of Bidenomics, where a corporate loan shark is the only way to make your monthly nut when a gallon of gas and a dozen eggs run about $4 each. That's according to Breitbart today. Mike Johnson is meeting with Donald Trump, I guess, tomorrow at Mar-a-Lago. Apparently, Donald Trump not a big fan of MTG's attempt to oust him. Trump is not happy with MTG ever to oust Speaker Johnson. This is on Newsmax. That's where I work, by the way. Yeah, Newsmax Radio gave me this job, and Newsmax Television gave me my TV job. Trump not happy with the ousting or potential ousting of Mike Johnson. And I get it. I get it. The emotional reaction is fire his ass because of the minibus. But you know what? Here's the deal. He's going to Florida. He's going to talk to the Don. And he's going to sit there, and Don is going to say, hey, so, you know what? I'm here to make my people happy here. The economy sucks, you know, and this guy in the White House, you know, clearly he got there because of, you know, all of those shenanigans with the CIA and whatnot. Now, what are you going to do for me? What are you going to do for me and my people? And what are you going to do about that? Hey, Mr. Don, I know I made a bad mistake with that minibus thing, but you know, I want to keep being the speaker. Yeah. Yesterday, it was funny because James Clyburn was talking about how, but this was right before the big announcement that inflation is out of control despite the Inflation Reduction Act, which was, of course, not an Inflation Reduction Act. It was a giant flaming pile of crap. It was 87,000 IRS agents to go after people who make a little bit of money if they vote Trump, you know, and destroy them. Because that's what they're doing with Donald Trump, you see. They wanted to do it to you, too. And then a whole bunch of green energy nonsense, which is going to enrich China and make you poor. But here's James Clyburn attempting to say that this talk of inflation is misinformation.
So what we've got to do is make sure that people see the policies of the Biden administration, how they affect their everyday lives.
Yeah, makes them suck.
And get them to see in his policies that which is real.
Not yes, and it sucks.
They may hear on social media, one of the focus group people talked about social media and the misrepresentation, disinformation All of those things are out there, and that's the battle that we have to fight.
Yeah, it's all about disinformation is what it is. And here is Mika echoing that until she was handed the report about how terrible the economy is.
The undecided voters were also asked how they think President Biden is doing on the economy. Take a listen.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
What?
I agree.
Please raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right, so that is everybody.
There you go. There you go. It's bad. It's bad, and that's why I made this into our new official jingle for the Biden economy.
We're eating pickles from the dollar store.
There's a McDonald's $25 meal deal that's gone viral. Did you hear about this? It has sparked debate over California's minimum wage increase, your new normal. A viral media video about a $25 McDonald's meal deal sparked outrage. What it is in a Southern California McDonald's, you can get a 40-piece McNugget and two large fries for $25.39, including tax, $27. $27 for two 20 packs of chicken McNuggets. When I was in college, I was beyond poor. You have no idea. I was poor. And I remember my girlfriend on payday once a month, our big splurge was a 20-piece chicken McNugget. That was our big splurge. It was like, honey, oh, I got dinner. I got dinner plans, baby. We're going to get, what do you want? You want the sweet and sour sauce or you want the barbecue sauce? I mean, you have no idea. In my refrigerator, I had Milwaukee's best beer, no fresh produce or veggies, a can of green beans if I'm lucky, bologna and peanut butter sandwiches, and I made Pizza Quick a pizza, which was a piece of white bread with Pizza Quick sauce on it and American cheese in the oven under the broiler. Yeah. But they're trying to blame McDonald's on it, and they shouldn't. They say McDonald's has increased their prices 100% since 2014. 10 years ago, the average 10-piece McNugget was $5.99. Now the meal goes for $10.99. And here's the problem. Gavin Newsom is a moron, and he made the minimum wage at McDonald's $20 an hour. Now, when I was in college, it was $3.35, and the federal minimum wage is still $7.35. And so if you look at the price now of McDonald's food, say, for instance, if you had the 20-piece or even this, 20-piece so 10-piece was $5.99 10 years ago. So I guess a 20-piece would be, what, about $9? And now that the minimum wage is tripled in California, then don't you suppose it should cost more? Right? I'd say you're getting a pretty good deal if you live in California. And it's kind of your own fault if you live in California at this point. We're going to get through this. I mean, you know, I every time I go to the store, I go... And I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed because I am able to afford things now. And I do believe that you and I have come together at a very fortuitous time. There's a reason why we're here. And I do believe it's part of this great awakening in our country facing our biggest challenge. And I do believe, and I remember saying this right after Easter, I said one of the things that brings us together, not just patriotism, but suffering. And I know that many of you are suffering. And I've been there. I grew up poor, and then I returned to poverty. Literally, 2013, when I lost my job, I was out of work for a year and a half, lost my job, lost my home, moved to Kansas City. They fired me 2 years into a three-year deal. We had to get SNAP benefits. That's something else, isn't it? A couple of years earlier, I'm sitting with Adele in the conference room. I'm introducing Dave Chappelle on stage. I'm doing all these things. And then in my late 40s, I find myself having to get food stamps for the family. It was dreadful. It was dreadful. And I learned a lot from it. I learned, you know, for instance, one of my signature sayings that I never thought I'd say in my life: you don't realize how little you have until you have to sell it to make the rent. And I know that you're going through that. And I know that this moment in history is bringing us together, and it's going to be for the good. It's going to be for the good, because we're going through these tribulations for a reason. We're going to get to enlightenment. And on the other side of that enlightenment, there's going to be great joy. So if you're suffering right now, hang in there. All right? We're going to do this. We are going to do this. We have to overwhelm the left with joy and patriotism. We have to take back mockery, ridicule, and comedy. And that's what I'm going to do every single day. Coming up, the House sank the FISA renewal for now. I'm going to get to some of the details on that. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson for Ladder Life. One of my rules for to-dos is the simpler the task or project, the longer it takes to do it. I can tile a bathroom floor sooner than I'll replace a door hinge. I don't know why, but that's just how I roll. With regard to setting up term life insurance, it's easy with Ladder. It's 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork when you apply for $3 million of coverage or less. Just answer a few questions about your health on your application. Ladder customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they just made the Forbes Best Life Insurance 2021 list. Just get on your laptop or phone and apply. Ladder's smart algorithms work in real time, and you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees. Cancel at any time. Get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Hey, life insurance doesn't get cheaper with age, so cross it off your to-do list. Go to ladderlife.com/newsmax today to see if you're instantly approved. ladderlife.com/newsmax. Write it down. That's ladderlife.com/newsmax. So Nicole Wallace was on MSNBC with John Bolton, who I call the Shaggy DA, because he looks like a sheepdog with that stupid mustache he has. Anyway, she literally asked him, what is your plan for making sure Trump is never the president?
So you believe his policies, just what he said out loud, let alone what he does, if he's there again, are catastrophic, that his foreign policy that he carried out while you were there was corrupt?
Yeah, we had the Abraham Accords, peace in the Middle East, and Russia was not invading Ukraine, didn't have the threat of World War III.
What is your plan for making sure he's never president?
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that they are rolling the dice on a second Trump term. There are many people, including particularly Republicans, who will say,
yeah, you know what, buddy, you're done. You're done. Go, you know, do something else for a living. Go to friggin', Wally World and get a job. No, you're not qualified. They wouldn't want you at Walmart. They wouldn't want you at Walmart. You know, that's John Bolton. He doesn't realize his time has come and gone. It has come and gone, and so has Liz Cheney's. Her time has come and gone. The Bush-Cheney wing of the Republican Party is dead as O.J. Simpson. Oh, my God, is that too soon? Oh, my God! I did come up with an expression this morning. If the casket fits, you must bury it. I don't know, maybe. Is it too soon? Is it too soon to make fun of a guy who murdered his wife and an innocent man in cold blood and then got away with it? Is it too soon for that? Yeah, I think I could say it because, you know, he's dead. He's dead. So the FBI director, Chris Wray, is warning that ISIS could soon inspire a large-scale terror attack in the United States and reveals the biggest threat to the American people as he defends his $11 billion budget. Well, what the hell? This is kind of blindsiding us a little bit, because I heard that white supremacists were the biggest threat to the homeland. You've been telling us that Trump supporters are the biggest threat. White supremacy is the biggest threat to the homeland. And now where's this coming from? Where's this coming from? I mean, sure, Joe Biden has allowed 10 million people to come across the southern border completely unvetted from terrorist countries and enemy countries for the last 4 years, but you're kind of hitting me hard with this. I had no idea. I thought it was the white people and Trump supporters and people who read the Bible and buy guns. This is a little bit of a surprise. But why have you been spending so much time going after parents who are against CRT in schools and transgenderism? Why are you going after January the 6th protesters, including a 71-year-old woman who went in for a few minutes and went through literally a week-long trial and a day of deliberation? She's facing 4 years in prison. You're kind of blindsiding me with this. I don't know. ISIS might kill us all. What an idiot. When a terrorist attack happens in this country, I hope and pray it doesn't. But Christopher Wray, it's on you, brother. It's on you, Joe Biden. It's on you, Alejandro Mayorkas. It's on you, Kamala Harris, who lied to us about being the border czar forever. And then the House sunk the Johnson-backed FISA renewal after a Trump push. So Trump said, kill FISA. It was illegally used against me and many others. And it was. The federal government abused American citizens, hundreds of thousands of them, by taking something that was supposed to surveil terrorists abroad and turning it on the American people. Here is Congressman Tim Burchett talking about that.
Whoever wants to spy on you, an American citizen, Steve Bannon. So you got a guy who's cutting your yard, or maybe somebody work. You got a contractor. Who's got somebody working?
This is how they used it against you.
Working on your roof. And guess what? Maybe one of those cats is not an American citizen. And you were to call them, or they were to call you and say, Mr. Bannon, I need some more shingles. I'm going to run out and get some more gas. We got to mow the yard, whatever. And you say, okay, that's great. You go ahead. Well, your phone shows up on their dadgum phone record as an American citizen. They backdoor you through this guy or gal who's not an American citizen, even if they're here legally. Then they use that to spy on you. Uh-huh. And they did that over 200,000 times.
More than that.
You know, that they were caught. So who knows? And this thing is just a wide open deal.
Yeah. And if there's a terrorist attack, and when there is, it's on the hands of these people. And these people are going to have to be accountable, held accountable for it in this life and the next. Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. This, my friends, is not an EV, and it never will be. Little Godsmack there. This is what I like to listen to at the gym. Gets me going. Gets me going. So the House sank the Johnson-backed FISA renewal bill. More than a dozen House GOP privacy hawks have blocked the House of Representatives from advancing Speaker Mike Johnson-backed bill to renew the FISA. All right? Trump said, kill it. It was used against me, and it was. They abused the FISA court. They lied to the FISA court to get a warrant to surveil Donald Trump, his campaign, his presidency, and then his campaign transition team and presidency. It ultimately resulted in the first hoax impeachment, among other things. The Reforming Intelligence and Securing America Act, a compromise bill between the House Judiciary Committee and the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, is aimed at curbing instances of abuse reported against Trump and others by instituting safeguards on who can access Section 702 collected data. This is like, an abusive husband, smacking the crap out of you for years, and then literally he leaves for a month or two, comes back and says, I'm okay. I'm cool. We're cool, right? Screw FISA. Screw it all together. It took seconds for FISA to be abused against the American people, and particularly used against Donald Trump. Screw FISA. You had your shot. I would venture to say that the FBI and the CIA, both of them, need to be completely taken apart. Completely taken apart. I commented yesterday, there have been regimes, dictatorial regimes in the past that have resulted in the deaths and genocide of millions of people. And every one of the people involved in those government agencies, maybe it was the Stasi, thought they were doing the right thing. And they would go home, and they could, even after a day of doing whatever they did. Maybe it was spying. Maybe that was arresting people for whatever. They would go home and kiss their wives and babies and say, okay, no big deal. It's sleep like, you wouldn't believe. And we have that here. We have people who put people in jail for January the 6th, which was clearly a setup. I told you it was a Reichstag on January the 7th. Told you. We also know that COVID was a lie. We couldn't say anything about it. Couldn't say anything. The federal government, the DHS, FBI, all the agencies of government says you can't say anything about it. We now know that 15 agencies were involved in not only giving funding to the Wuhan Institute to develop a virus and unleashed it on the world, 15 agencies involved in it. And they were working with social media to cover up your ability to say anything about it, anything about the government protocols, anything about school closings, anything about masks, anything about business closings, anything about church closings, anything about the vaccine, anything. And it went on and went on and on. You couldn't say anything about the 2020 election. I mean, there are still people tiptoeing around the 2020 election. Oh, my God, I don't know. I can't say anything about the election. I can't say anything about the election. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Really? I can't have an opinion? I told you, a year into all of this nonsense, I said, if the government tells you that your opinion is disinformation or misinformation, it means they know you know the truth, and now we know. And screw FISA. Screw FISA. This is Representative Scott Perry talking about the reauthorization of FISA that was voted down. And then, by the way, Donald Trump is going to talk to Mike Johnson tomorrow at Mar-a-Lago. They're going to have a little talk with the Don. Maybe get him on the same page. And then maybe Johnson, you know, maybe you need to reconsider your thoughts. You know, like if you want to, you know, stay in the speakership, you know, if you want to continue to like have a career in Washington, maybe you should start listening to the people. Something like that.
Washington wanted an outcome, and they set the conditions to get the outcome that they wanted, not the outcome that the American people want. The FBI and the intelligence agencies have been forced to admit over and over again, millions in the most recent time, hundreds of thousands of illegal queries. Query is a fancy term for search. They've been searching the American people illegally, and this bill would actually allow them to do it. It was set up to allow them to continue to do it, and actually likely to expand their illegal spying on Americans. And there are a number of us that said we absolutely cannot accept that, and we're not going to accept that. But when it comes to people in America, when it comes to American citizens, you abide by the Constitution and you get a warrant, which means there has to be probable cause. And I would just say this, Maria, people say all the time, well, we give our information to Google, or we give our information to online sellers and so on and so forth. None of those folks have the ability to arrest you at the end of a gun.
Yeah. You had your shot. You had your shot and you blew it. You blew it. Wasn't it a Kelly Clarkson song, wasn't it? You had your chance, you blew it. I used to work in music radio, so I know all this stuff. Oh, this is funny. This is Gavin O'Blenis, contracting officer for the CIA, told an undercover journalist with Sound Investigations that the FBI can put anyone in jail and set them up. We call it a nudge. He says we call it a nudge, adding the FBI can put problematic white right-wing journalists like Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones in jail. And he even said that the FBI took Alex Jones' money away and chopped his legs off. Here is the undercover audio of a CIA agent telling the truth.
You can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How?
You set them up.
Does the Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
We get really close. We call it a nudge.
We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge. Sometimes you just gotta give them a quick little, just to see what happens. Sometimes
just give them a little, just to see what they do.
Light the fuse and just wait for it to follow. Nothing like putting on a fake social media thing to like really get people mad.
Alex Jones.
Yeah. So we were after him.
You are.
He did what we wanted.
Which was what?
Took his money away. Chopped his legs off.
Yeah, we took his money away. We chopped his legs off. Wow. I'm not a fan of Alex Jones, by the way. All right, not a fan, you know. I think he does some things that are, you know, journalistically true, but, you know, I'm not a big fan. You know, whatever. You know, I'm not going to get in a fight with you about Alex Jones. I know you have Alex Jones followers, you know, that's cool, whatever. Whatever he does. I'm not saying everything he does is bad. You probably say this thing about me. You're like, oh, yeah, some of the things he does are great, some things not so much. Maybe one of you does. I don't know. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Let's talk about Israel. This is Donald Trump yesterday talking about Jewish voters. And if you still vote for Democrats.
Any Jewish person that votes for a Democrat or votes for Biden should have their head examined.
Any Democrat who is Jewish would vote for Biden should have their head examined. should have you, meaning that you are mentally ill. And clearly, that's the case. October the 7th, the worst terrorist attack we have seen since medieval times. People raped and murdered and slaughtered. Can you imagine if your kid went to a music festival and was one of the 260 people who were murdered, slaughtered, raped, in front of one another? Mothers raped nearly to death, shot in the head by the last guy in line. Babies cut out of wombs. Yeah, this all happened. This all happened. And that's why Israel is wiping Hamas off the planet. They're all going to die. Get used to it. Hamas has been in charge since 2005. The same kids who were thrown candy on 9/11 grew up to commit the atrocities of October the 7th. They have embedded themselves in the culture and in hospitals and in daycare centers, and they have brainwashed their people that life is nothing compared to wiping Israel off the face of the earth. Just like FISA, Hamas had their chance. They had their chance to do something. The Palestinian Authority had their chance to make an oasis in the desert. And what did they do? They bedded down with evil. Too bad, so sad. On you, tough bleep, said the kitty. This is Donald Trump talking about what Joe Biden has done. Because, you know, I don't know if you knew this. Newsmax is reporting Iran is now closer to a nuclear weapon capability than at any time in its history. I wonder why that is. According to a confidential inspection reports with interviews with officials and experts who monitor Tehran's progress, the Washington Post says that. This comes as the country's Fordow facility is making highly enriched uranium at a faster scale than ever. And Iran's combined stocks of uranium fuel continue to increase, records indicated. Yeah, started the highly enriched fuel in 2022. The Iran regime has a supply of highly enriched uranium that could be converted to weapons-grade fuel for at least three bombs within a few days to a few weeks. Meanwhile, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, who brought the Abraham Accords, brought peace to the Middle East, had literally gotten us down to one base in Afghanistan, still had effective command and control of Afghanistan, not in control. Taliban was not in control. Girls could still go to school. Women could actually have jobs. Yeah, I know. All of it went out the window. And here is Donald Trump talking about what's going on over there now.
We were respected 3 years ago, very respected. We did things that nobody thought were possible. We had peace in the Middle East. We had the Abraham Accords. We signed four. We would have had another, I think, almost everybody. Maybe even Iran, as crazy as that sounds, but maybe even Iran. Iran was broke. I wouldn't let people buy. They said it cost $200 billion. They had no money for Hamas. They had no money for Hezbollah. Nope. They had no money for anybody.
Yeah, Venezuela was teetering on bankruptcy, too. But we cut off all of our fuel production here, got rid of the Keystone XL pipeline, started buying fuel from Venezuela, communist country. And then they, but to repay us, emptied out their prisons and their insane asylums and are sending up their illegals into our country by the hundreds of thousands.
That is stay afloat. And then Biden came in and he gave up on sanctions, gave up on everything. And now they have $200 billion cash. I'm not even talking about the $6 billion they gave for five hostages.
That'll buy a lot of bombs.
Which is unbelievable. Or the $10 billion they gave for electricity for Iraq. And now Iran has the whole thing to themselves and they've essentially taken over Iraq. Iraq has $300 billion. So they have $200 billion quickly made under Biden and they have $300 billion in Iraq. This is a force now. This is a real force.
Yeah. And they're getting ready to launch an attack on Israel. They're promising it. And here we are. Here we are. President of the United States bedding down with Hamas. Didn't want to lose the votes of extremist radicals in Dearborn, Michigan, a hotbed of terrorism in America and radical Islam. Yeah. So now we just wait, right? We just wait for an attack. Just wait for an attack. Israel wanted to do a ceasefire. They wanted 40 hostages released. But the problem is, there's a good chance those hostages are already dead. This is Representative Andy Biggs talking about that.
Hamas again, detecting weakness, launched that horrific, unhuman attack on Israeli civilians on October 7th, where they take over 200 hostages. And Mr. Speaker, the latest news, literally just coming out today, is in the negotiation, the Israelis were willing to negotiate a ceasefire. They just have to release 40 hostages, Israeli hostages. And Hamas says they don't even have 40
what?
Israeli hostages anymore.
What?
Now, there are only two possible explanations
What's
for that.
What's that?
Hamas is lying, and they have more than 40 because, again, we heard in the rule debate today, the other side of the aisle, they said, well, there are 133, we should be talking about this. There are 133 hostages. Well, Hamas says there aren't anymore.
Huh, weird.
So they're either lying that the hostages aren't there, or even worse.
What?
They killed the hostages.
Oh, yeah.
Civilian hostages.
Yeah.
These are not uniformed members. These
That's
are
true,
civilians.
Yeah.
Look, I wore the uniform of the country. You put on the uniform of the country, and let me tell you something. You understand you could be taken prisoner. You could be subject to violence during war, but you don't expect it in this unprovoked attack on October 7th. On
isn't that kind of weird? Yeah. And then there's this. Joe Biden tells Iran, don't attack Israel. With the Middle East on a knife edge as Tehran closes airspace for military drills and Washington warns missile barrage could be imminent, the president tells the Ayatollah U.S. support is ironclad. And he says, don't, which is actually what he said, about a year or two ago.
What's the message to Iran?
Don't.
It was very important to send a very clear message to anyone who might seek to take advantage of the conflict in Gaza to threaten our personnel here or anywhere else in the region. Don't do
wow,
it.
Yeah.
What is
Woo!
Your message
really
to
works.
Hezbollah and its backer, Iran?
Don't.
Oh, that's going to make a huge difference. I'm sure that will this time it will definitely make a difference. Now, I think we'll just leave it up to Bibi Netanyahu to wipe them out. What do you say?
Netanyahu has lost his way.
I say to Chuck Schumer, you have no right to tell Israel how to fight. Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business and you won't be minding mine. Chuck says that I should be replaced when his president has been disgraced. He ought to mind his own business.
Mind your own business.
Schumer, mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business. No way out of line.
Pew, pew.
Biden says, I'm not the right man. But look at what he did in Afghanistan. He ought to mind his own business.
Sing it.
Mind his own business.
Do it right now. Say it.
Don't mind your own business and just stay out of mind.
All right, let's take a break and come back. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show. We still have to get to Alejandro Mayorkas on Capitol Hill yesterday, not answering questions, filibustering and all that, and his impeachment that the despicable Chuck Schumer is trying to table. Bird flu, is it psyops or for real? Well, you can't trust the federal government on anything. They'll lie to you about everything. The White House is on red alert for bird flu after health officials revealed a Texan dairy farmer caught a deadly bird flu strain from a cow. Okay, the patient is only the second ever American to be diagnosed with H5N1, but the virus is spreading among cattle in the United States after jumping from birds. Do you believe them? I don't believe the federal government, and it's a damn shame. You can't. Because the same federal government told you a lot of lies about COVID and about what could have fixed it. Like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, they call it horse paste. Because they wanted to make a lot of money for vaccine manufacturers. And they did, and they did. And it's true. There's no doubting it now. I can say it now, you see. And one of the people who the federal government tried to destroy was Dr. Peter McCullough. And he got together with Dr. Drew, Dr. Harvey Risch, Dr. Jim Thorpe, and they created the wellness company. Dr. Thorpe, one of the nation's leading critics of big corrupt pharma, believes the now more than ever people should be prepared for the next pandemic. I recommend strongly stockpiling critical meds, including antibiotics, since the turn of the century. And it's an election year, and you know what they did in the last one? I don't like to feel this way. It's a damn shame. But you ought to be ready, and that's why I endorse the wellness company. It is. That's why I do it. I think it's a great idea. I have a wellness company emergency kit right here in my office that has ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, amoxicillin, other meds. They've also got a pandemic pack. They've got a travel pack, and it's just a good idea. If you got extra groceries, extra food, extra water, just in case there's an emergency, a generator, you got jumper cables, for God's sake, a spare tire, you don't have emergency medicine, you need to. Okay, here's the website. Just write it down. Remember, the wellness company, just use the initials, twc.health/Carson. All right? twc.health/Carson. Order that. Go there. You're going to get 10% off. But I would recommend, let's get it out of the way this weekend, okay? twc.health/Carson. Coming up, the GAO has done a new report talking about the number of vacant buildings in Washington, D.C., and it's worse than you ever thought. There are fewer people going to work in Washington, D.C. than ever, and the buildings are being maintained and owned and costing millions. I'll share the details coming up on the Rob Carson Show. All right, so coming up next hour, Judge Andrew Napolitano talking about Stormy Daniels and the fraudulent case against Donald Trump in New York next week. Alejandro Mayorkas and Chris Wray before Congress. The federal government is the largest organized crime syndicate in world history. And you know how much illegals are costing New York every year? More than most New Yorkers make when they work 60 hours a week. Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is the final hour of The Rob Carson Show today. Judge Andrew Napolitano at the bottom of the hour to talk about the sham trial in New York next week of Donald Trump with regard to Stormy Daniels and a confidentiality agreement that she signed with him and... Letitia James and Alvin Bragg created a bunch of charges out of it that are nonsensical. Other than that, I don't have an opinion. So O.J. Simpson, the announcement of his death was yesterday, and it was announced today officially, I guess, that he is dead, O.J. Simpson. And I thought if there's only one thing I could do today, the only thing that I would have to do today on the death of O.J. Simpson is play some Norm MacDonald.
In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's probably... You don't get worse luck than that.
No.
And O.J. announced this week that he's coming out with a new book called I Want to Tell You. And if it's successful, O.J. will work on yet another book entitled From Football to Prison, My 25 Years of Showering with Other Men. And finally, in honor of the 50th anniversary of their first publication, Random House will be releasing special commemorative issues of many Dr. Seuss classics. The first to hit the bookshelves will be Green Eggs and Ham and O.J. is Guilty. Judge Ito was interviewed this week by a local TV station in Los Angeles. Asked by the interviewer if it was appropriate for a supposedly impartial judge to be on TV with his case still pending, Ito said, maybe not, but how appropriate is it to kill your ex-wife?
There you go.
This portion of the Rob Carson Show is brought to you by the O.J. Simpson Limousine Service.
What's that?
We get you to the airport with time to kill.
Nice.
That knife, a stiletto with a stag handle, right there. The one used by O.J. for that double murder. O.J. didn't pay. That jury, they set him free. It was an outrage and a travesty. He's been a killer, a stabber, a slapper, abuser, but they set him free. Can you imagine what would happen if that was you or me?
Oh, yeah, we've been in jail.
O.J. went to jail, but not for this crime. Should be in the slammer, doing time, killed his wife.
In the words of Norm MacDonald, murder is now legal in California.
And he tried to deny it. Only an L.A. jury would be dumb enough to buy it. His acquittal was a great big lie. Goodbye and good riddance.
Bye-bye.
O.J. Simpson. Bye-bye.
Nice.
O.J. may have heard his case, though, when he yelled out, hey, easy with that. That's my lucky stabbing hat.
There you go. That is Jim Gossett. Done for you today. He's going to be on stage in the Atlanta area coming up on the 20th of this month at the Coastal Grill. It is in Roswell, Georgia. And if you'd like to go see him, the show is doors open at 6:30, showtime 8 o'clock. And I'm going to tell you, Jim, you know, come on. He's brilliant. He's a brilliant guy. And you'll really enjoy his live show. He does a lot of stand-up. He does a lot of parodies. He does impressions. He's freaking brilliant, brilliant man. Here's the number. Just write this down if you want to go. 678-829-SHOW. 678-829-SHOW. Or you can just go to his Patreon page, Patreon Jim Gossett Comedy. It's right there, okay? Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, OJ's dead. Ooh, yeah, whatever. He did. I mean, he spent the rest of his life looking for the real killers of his wife and Ron Goldman. And unfortunately, they weren't. The murderers did not spend a lot of time on the same golf courses he went to, because otherwise, he would have found them. Absolutely, would have found them. Would have found them. Would have found them. Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the love child of a gargoyle and Gollum, was on Capitol Hill yesterday because, you know, he ought to be impeached. And in fact, I would say much more than that. I think he needs to go to jail for the rest of his bloody life. Because right now, you've got the literally FBI saying, "Oh yeah, we're going to get a terrorist attack." And you've got crime in American cities out of control. You've got women being beaten to death and raped before they were beaten to death by illegals. You've got children being sex trafficked across the southern border. 230,000 minimum young people murdered, poisoned by fentanyl from China, being put together in Mexico and brought across our southern border. You've got rampant crime. You've got a federal government that is facilitating it, paying for it, lying to you about it. And this little weasel was on Capitol Hill yesterday because Chuck Schumer apparently is thinking about tabling this this entire impeachment, tabling the whole thing. You know why? Because Chuck Schumer is a crooked, swamp dwelling POS. But here is Alejandro Mayorkas filibustering yesterday.
Could you speak to any authorities that Congress has removed from you or the president since taking office?
He's talking about the fact, he says, Alejandro Mayorkas says, you know, I can't do anything about this. Even though I facilitated, I can't do anything to reverse this.
Congressman, has Congress removed any authorities from you or the president since you've taken office?
Congressman, the point
that's a yes or no question.
Congressman, the point that you make with respect to Border Patrol agents is exactly why.
You're filibustering. I asked you a yes or no question.
Congressman, the point that you make.
Has Congress removed any authorities from you or the president since you've taken office?
Congressman, the point that you make with respect to Border Patrol
agents. The answer is no.
I want to build on something one of my colleagues asked. Mr. Secretary, how many gotaways have there been since President Biden took office?
Congresswoman, I will provide that data to you. I don't have the number.
He said it. 1.7 million gotaway.
I could have said that. You little weasel. You little Marxist weasel. Oh, my God in heaven. This is Senator Kennedy questioning Mayorkas and stating the obvious.
It gives me no joy to say this, but most Republicans don't trust you. And a vast majority of the American people don't trust you. That's why you've been impeached. Now, my Democratic colleagues are going to try to sweep your impeachment under the rug and violate 200 years of Senate precedent in doing it. I don't think that they will be able to sweep the issue, maybe your impeachment, but not the issue, under a rug as big as the United States of America.
Yeah, and the reason being, the reason why they want to table the impeachment, it's not about protecting Alejandro Mayorkas. It's not. It's about exposing what they're doing to us. It's about exposing the people who are doing it to us. It's about exposing the real reason they're doing it. It's about exposing the billions of dollars being spent to facilitate the illegal invasion of our country. They're afraid it's going to expose all of the Chinese nationals and other enemies of our state that are being allowed to run wholesale into our country and put us all in jeopardy. That's what they're afraid of. Here's Ted Cruz talking about that.
Schumer is doing this for three reasons. Number one, he wants to prevent the House managers from presenting the evidence of what an absolute disaster Biden and the Democrats' open borders is. Number two, he wants to stop a trial from being held publicly because his only defense is to hide and hope that the media covers up the people who are dying and the risks to American safety from Biden's open borders. But number three, Chuck Schumer is desperately trying to protect vulnerable Senate Democrats in states like Montana and Ohio and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Nevada to prevent them from having to vote guilty or not guilty. He's trying to dodge responsibility. If he does this, it will permanently destroy the Senate's authority to conduct impeachment trials. It will do permanent damage to the Senate.
By the way, Staten Island Borough President Vito Fasella. Vito, hey Vito, how you doing, man? So Vito Fasella revealed Friday on Fox Business, taxpayers are paying thousands of dollars for migrants to stay within New York City. Yeah. Local residents have begun to voice their concerns over the massive amounts of illegal migrants entering the city. There were those who welcomed the migrants in Midtown with champagne glasses. And we said this was going to basically be unfair to taxpayers, not to mention law-abiding citizens, those who want to come to the country legally. Sure enough, in less than 2 years, we're up to $12 billion in the city of New York. You want to know how much that is per year, per migrant? You want to know what that is? $150,000 per illegal. There are people in New York City that would love to make $150,000 a year, and they don't do it, and they work 60 hours a week, 70 hours a week. They work two or three jobs. You come here illegally, bud, you're going to get the hotel. You're going to get the gift card. You don't even need to work. You don't got no credit card debt. You don't have to worry about anything. If you commit a crime, they'll let you ride out. that's what your country thinks about you. It is amazing. And then there's all the squatters. Yeah, all the squatters. They're illegals literally just moving into houses to be instructed. Just like they do it in Venezuela, by the way. Hugo Chavez did the same dang thing. I wish I could find the interview he did. But he would literally just walk down the street and say, appropriate, appropriate. And the government could take over anything they wanted. All he had to do was point. And that's what these criminals who've been raised in Venezuela with that mindset. Come to America, you see an empty house, move in, appropriate it. That's what Marxists do. They don't work, they don't earn, they just take. And here's a report about what New Yorkers, the abuse that they're suffering.
Why can't you just change the locks?
Oh, I will be arrested instantly.
They turned off the hot water and then reported that they had no hot water. It's a $250 fine per day, up to $15,000, punishable by 5 years in jail.
So here you are. Wow. You have to pay the upkeep of the house.
Right.
And not getting any rent?
I'm not getting any rent, and I'm paying the gas and electric every month.
Four stories repeated over and over and over again by irate and often unwitting property owners. Worry lines marking their faces, who came to City Councilwoman Vicky Palladino's office desperately seeking help. Hong Chen has spent thousands trying unsuccessfully to get the squatters out of this home in Maspeth.
Wow.
John Sokran using his pension money for expenses on this College Point home he hoped would provide retirement income. And Susan Mascara, who has used up her savings paying for 7 years of upkeep on this Bayside home she inherited from her mother.
I'm in debt. My credit cards are pretty much maxed out.
Yeah, this is what they think about you. I told you this. Our federal government doesn't give a rat's behind about you. Doesn't care about you at all. They've broken up with you. You just don't know it yet. The Democrat Party and the deep state broke up with you a long time ago. They're not here to help you. How have they made your life better? You got the Inflation Reduction Act. What did that do? What did that do for you? Well, it's paying for a lot of green energy bullcrap for Democrat donors and enriching China. It's paying for new IRS agents so they can go after you when you make a mistake on one line in your return. And if your political stance is different than that of the federal government, all they look for is a keyword. All they'll look for is one little mistake, and they will screw you over. Don't believe me? How about walking into an open door at the Capitol and then being threatened with 3 years in jail when you're a 71-year-old woman? Our federal government is, a good share of it is absolutely evil. And we have the largest crime syndicate in world history in charge, run by oligarchs. And they realize people like Hillary Clinton and people like Barack Obama, they could never make billions of dollars on their own. They could never hobnob with Jeff Bezos on their own. Oh, but I got to tell you, when you get on the board of directors of a $7.5 trillion company, which is the federal government, then you get invited to the parties. Then the billionaires grovel at your feet. That's what they love about the power of Washington, D.C., and it's all your money. Oh, there has got to be this awakening. Woo! The figurative pitchforks and torches, the torches are lit. And there is a great day of reckoning coming, 1,000%. Coming up in Washington, D.C., we pay hundreds of millions of dollars for buildings and their upkeep. And you know what the average inhabitants at those buildings is? The people who are supposed to be at work working for you. Do you know what it is? I'll tell you this right now, and I'll give you the details on the other side. It's less than 20%. Yeah. And you're paying for it. Let's take a break and come back. This is The Rob Carson Show.
Somebody call a plumber. It's time to drain the swamp. It's The Rob Carson Show.
It is. Judge Andrew Napolitano is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about this latest persecution of Donald Trump involving Stormy Daniels in New York City, and he will give us a nuanced approach as to what that's all about, and you know, all of that. Government reports finds us 12% of federal offices are occupied in D.C. While you work two or three jobs, people are hanging out at home. 12% of headquarters space in the District of Columbia empty. The Public Buildings Reform Board and independent agencies with a mandate to dispose of unused properties. Occupancy rates last year were less than a third of what they were in 2019. The Department of Agriculture was based for 7,400 employees in their headquarters, averaged 456, 6% occupancy. Labor, Veterans Affairs, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission came in at less than 10%. Isn't that amazing? Even the General Services Administration, the federal government's chief landlord, operated 14% capacity at its headquarters on E Street. 359 workers a day out of 2,532 seats. Best performing agency in the government? The Agency for International Development, 26% of its space. There you go. Yeah. They say that you're still able to get the work done, you know, when you're working remote, right? 12% occupancy. Sure. The District of Columbia is suffering, too, because there's nobody downtown anymore. Well, mostly because of all the murders and carjackings. But Muriel Bowser is, they're doing a tax increase to offset the $800 million in budget deficits for fiscal 2025 because nobody's there anymore. Yeah. Now listen to this. If you think that, being in the office really makes a difference. Inside the Social Security backlog, how Americans must wait 38 minutes to speak to an advisor as one man reveals the agonizing nine-month wait to finalize his late uncle's estate. What did I tell you about the largest crime syndicate in the history of the world is our federal government. Americans calling their Social Security office being left on hold for 38 minutes amid egregious delays. Wait times for the telephone 7 times longer than 15 years ago. Just the start of the misery Americans face. Oh, yeah, and Social Security is bankrupt completely. Yeah, Social Security, Medicare, $175 trillion in unfunded mandates. It's screwed, Gen X. Do you hear that, Gen X? Mm-hmm. Gen Z, it's over. Millennials, you're screwed too, boy. Big time. Gen X is the last analog generation and the first to not be able to rely on Social Security or Medicaid or Medicare because they're going to be broke. And I wouldn't want to rely on them anyway. Those applying for disability benefits, for example, must then wait an average of 7 months to get approved. Meanwhile, illegals to the four. At VA hospitals, VA will pay for illegals' medical treatment and delay a veteran's. That's already been proven. I had a study about that a couple weeks ago. Comes as the Social Security Administration whistleblower in Sioux City, Iowa, reveals staff were ignoring simple requests from benefit recipients who were forced to wait weeks to months for answers. Maybe it's because they're not going to work. 12% occupancy. Here's what you do. You take those people who go to work and you keep them. And everybody else, you fire. How about that? How about that? How about we do to the federal government what Elon Musk did to Twitter? Because Elon Musk discovered that you don't need 80% of the staff who sit around and dither and waste time. And there is a whole hell of a lot going on at that at the federal government. And it happens every state-run bureaucracy in the world. It happens the same way. And you thought maybe because we are America, it'd be a little bit better. No, it looks like we're a whole lot worse. It looks like we're a whole lot worse. There needs to be a wholesale firing and reevaluation of employees. That's why Joe Biden wants to get rid of and make it more complicated to fire bureaucrats before he loses this election. That's what they're trying to do. But that ain't going to help because the United States of America is going to be run more like a business when Donald Trump becomes the president again. Judge Andrew Napolitano joins us next. Don't go anywhere. We got Judge Andrew Napolitano calling. No, 1 second here. But first, I want to tell you about Newsmax Plus. If you're tired of woke services like Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, and whatnot, why not sign up for Newsmax Plus? I just got a new monitor in my studio, and I'm quite thrilled that I can watch right in front of me. Right in front of me as I do the show. I can stream Newsmax or I can watch my favorite personalities on Newsmax like Rob Schmidt's show. If I miss Rob Schmidt's show, be careful when you say that on the radio. Rob Schmidt's show. Be careful when you say that on the radio. All right? But anyway, I can stream it. I can watch it. Greta Von Susteren, Victor Davis Hanson. Oh, my God, Victor Davis Hanson. He's one of the great voices you get on. Judge Andrew Napolitano. Oh, my God. Come on. On demand. Do you know what people would just pay for that, for crying out loud? $5 a month, Newsmax Plus. $5 a month. All you got to do is go to NewsmaxPlus.com, NewsmaxPLUS.com, and get signed up for that. All right. And speaking of by command, Judge Andrew Napolitano is right here by demand, I should say, on the Newsmax hotline. How are you today, my friend?
My man, I am well. How are you? Thank you. Thank you for the flattering, over-the-top comparison of me to the great Victor Davis Hanson.
Oh, brother. Let me ask you this. This is off subject. You know, I have got some people that I always look forward to seeing when I see their name pop up on coming up next, like whether it be on Fox or whether that be on Newsmax. And I'm not going to blow wind up your rear end here, but whenever I'd see Judge Andrew Napolitano coming up, I'm like, boom, I'm going to watch it. Also, Victor Davis Hanson. Love me so, and Stephen Miller. I love it. What about you? Is there anybody you look forward to seeing that a pundit or a political, possibly commentator, you go, I got to listen to this?
How about Rob Carson?
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Somebody handed you like they handed the script to Joe Biden yesterday.
Wait a minute. I know what century.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Can you believe this is just honestly. Yesterday he's wearing giant aviator glasses. You can almost see the words that he's reading. Unbelievable. Well, unbelievable.
It's a terrible state of affairs. You know, I commented on the network that employs us that Joe couldn't pass a driver's ed test, and I thought management was going to get angry with me. They loved it and asked me to say it again.
You're exactly right. And honestly, Judge, you know, we watched Dianne Feinstein be worked to death. I said we were watching her die. And now it looks like we're watching Joe Biden do the same. I'm not meaning to be cruel here. I just know I've seen this before. You've seen it before. There, but by the grace of God, go I. We don't go in this fashion. But, I mean, this man should not be in leadership. He should be allowed to go home and live out the time that he has left. And his wife and his handlers should recognize that. And I don't even like humanizing Joe Biden because I don't like the man. I don't think he's a good man. But what do you think?
I've been saying that. Well, you know, I've known him for years, Rob. I don't know if you know this, but I was on the faculty of Delaware Law School, and Joe was an adjunct. The students loved him because he's likable. The rest of the faculty thought he didn't belong on a law school faculty. I didn't think so either, but he and I bonded. And then 10, 15 years later, when Fox was sending me to D.C. Twice a month, often on the Acela, the Secret Service would come out to me and say, Judge, the vice president has a seat for you. And I would go and sit with him, and we would resume a conversation as if we were next-door neighbors. There's that side to him. But the present Joe Biden is not the same as that Joe Biden.
No.
The present one is seriously cognitively challenged, and when he's not cognitively challenged, is pulled hard, hard to the left. That Joe Biden that I used to have conversations with was a moderate Democrat, mass-attending JFK type of Democrat. This one panders to the hard left.
It is.
I still think, I've been saying this for months, and I still believe it. Senior Democrats will go to him and his wife and say, Joe, you have to go home. Otherwise, Trump's going to win in a landslide. The Republicans will take both houses of Congress, and whatever you have stood for will be undone in a heartbeat. Yeah. Here we have so-and-so. Fill in the blank. I don't know what's going to be to replace you.
Well, Judge, you know, I've said this, honestly, for 4 years. I said that Joe Biden would not be able to make it to a second term. And it was very obvious to me because I saw the cognitive decline and the fact that they kept him from the press and they kept him from appearances 4 years ago. And it has gotten severe. Yesterday was a prime example when he's standing next to the prime minister of Japan and reading off note cards and being led around like a dog. It's really a sickening spectacle. It really is a sickening spectacle. But you know what? If you're going to bed down with this, then let the Democrat Party do what they do and let them go down in flames, as far as I'm concerned. I do want to talk to you because I really need to pick your brain as someone with massive experience in the legal field about this hush money case in New York City that's supposed to be happening. I guess they're saying the 15th, 34 counts of falsifying business records. You've got a judge who's daughter has raised $94 million as a Democrat operative for people like Adam Schiff and Kamala Harris. You've got a judge whose wife literally has worked in Letitia James' office for 3 years. Let's just start with the reason why this man is still the judge.
Well, because we have a basically political system in D.C., in New York. This is not the judge's fault, but Trump is the victim of it. New York is one of those states where the attorney general, the prosecutors, in this case Alvin Bragg, not the young people in the courtroom, but Bragg, and the judge, Justice Mershon, as well as the appellate judges who review his decisions, all take sides, Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, and they all run for office and they all make promises. That's the law in 37 states. Now, I was fortunate to be part of a system where we were appointed for life, just like in the federal system. You are totally divorced from politics. Obviously, you read newspapers, you have an opinion, but you're not in the system on a daily level. But New York tolerates that. I have been harshly critical of Justice Mershon, who, by the way, has a very good reputation for being a fair jurist, but I've been critical of him, A, for staying on the case, B, for signing an order to protect his daughter from Trump's attacks. Now, why would Trump be attacking his daughter? For the reasons you just said. The daughter is a Democratic fundraiser who is using the existence of this case being tried before her father as an instrument with which to raise funds for other for Democratic candidates who are her clients. It's unseemly for a judge to be signing an order to protect his own daughter. If this were a real problem in the case, it should have been sent to another judge. But in this political system, Trump's last best hope is his lawyer's ability to pick a fair jury.
Or is that possible in New York? Is that possible with 70% of voters in New York have already made up their minds on Trump's guilt? That's a recent poll that I just read. And Washington, D.C. is even worse.
They're going to have to try and find people from among the other 30%. It's not going to be easy. But I will say this. New York has a very freewheeling and easygoing system for interrogating lawyers. In the federal system, in New Jersey, and in most states, the judge does the interrogation. In New York, the lawyers do. And that requires the judge either to sit there or even leave the bench while the lawyers are having a conversation with each juror, probing and prodding, looking for biases and prejudices. And if they find one, that's an excuse for cause. There's no limit to excuse for cause, meaning I want this person excused from the panel because they expect they express a bias in favor of the government or a prejudice against the defendant. There's no limit to the number of times that a lawyer can say that.
Let me ask you this about Mershon. Wouldn't you, as a jurist, be concerned about your reputation, considering the depth of embedding that his daughter is has done with the Democrat Party and his wife has done with Letitia James? Don't you suppose that reputationally you would be concerned about that you wouldn't want any part of being considered a political operative or a judge with political leanings, or does it even matter?
I'm inclined to agree with you, but it's difficult for me to put my head inside his, because in my judicial years, I was totally divorced from politics, and I didn't have to worry about running for office. I can't imagine being on the bench and worrying what the editorials or the polls or the political bosses thought about me. I couldn't be an intellectually honest judge if I had to worry about that. But that's the system in New York. Maybe he can cope with it. When you have a system like that, the examination of ethical clashes, can I be on a case where the defendant and my daughter are adversaries, tend to have thicker skin. In most states, certainly in New Jersey where I sat, Justice Mershon would be removed from the case by an appellate court if he declined to remove himself. But New York, it's different. New York tolerates that political atmosphere.
Yeah, I don't think you could put your head inside of his either because of your hair. There wouldn't be enough room. There wouldn't be enough room in it. You got that fantastic hair. My God in heaven, man. It's amazing.
The good Lord didn't give me everything I wanted. He gave me a lot of energy and a lot of hair.
Yes. But about the case, I'm reading a headline from Reuters, and I'm just going to tell you, Judge, I have a bias, and it's based on what I know is fact, that these are four indictments that are political in nature, and they are meant to take Donald Trump down as a candidate, and they are meant to get one guilty charge. That's what I believe in my heart, sir. So I'm just going to say that. This is the headline from Reuters. Trump hush money trial stems from zombie case brought back to life. You're looking at a gigantic number of charges on a case that nobody else looked at, that Alvin Bragg brought back from the dead, resuscitated. I want to know your thoughts on it.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a little worse than you think. Because one of the things the judge does at the beginning of the case when they're selecting the jurors is to summarize the case. Most judges don't telegraph in advance what their summary will be. As a courtesy to both sides, Justice Marchand did that. You could look this up. In his summary, he said, the defendant is accused of trying to sway the election by suppressing information detrimental to him. This is the first time that any of us who monitor these things have heard that phrase in this case. It is not in the indictment. I don't know where the judge came up with it, but that's what he's going to tell the jurors on day one. That makes this even more political than you feared. Now, I'm not saying this to cause you sleepless nights. I'm saying this because you want me to expose this stuff for you and for your listeners.
Well, I'm not going to lose sleep over this. I lose sleep on over a million things, like the possibility of the fall of Israel under our watch and our southern border and fentanyl. I've got enough things to keep me from losing sleep. I'm just thoroughly disgusted. I'm really thoroughly disgusted. I'm grateful, Judge. I'm a Christian. I'm not the best Catholic in the world, but I see these things that are being revealed to us, and I'm grateful for them. You know, we've gone through a lot of tribulations in the last 8 years, and particularly the last 4 years. And what it has done to me is it has exposed massive corruption in a government with many agencies that I used to trust and I don't now. And now I'm adding the DOJ and the entire criminal justice system. Down to judges. I don't trust them anymore. And I think we need a wholesale re-examination of all of the branches of government. I really, really do. Because they're not serving the people. And this is another prime example. I can't choose my presidential candidate. They've got to have him being in court, spending millions and millions of dollars being constantly harangued by political judges. I'm just thoroughly sick of it, sir.
You know, a friend of mine asked me the other day, because of my relationship to Trump, if I would accept an appointment to head the FBI. And I said, only if he knows that on day one, I would shut down one third of it.
Good.
Judge, why would you shut down one third of the FBI? Because one third of the FBI, assets, resources, and person power, is devoted to, you ready for this, George Orwell?
Yes.
Predicting crime.
Oh, yes.
There is no authority for a federal police department under the Constitution, period. There is absolutely no authority for the government to be in the business of predicting crime. This is not your grandfather's FBI under Chris Wray.
Well, you got my vote, brother. If you do that to the FBI, you got my vote for sure. Judge Andrew Napolitano, I appreciate you being on the show today. I really do appreciate your friendship as well. Where can people find you on social media and whatnot so they can follow your wisdom?
Oh, well, my podcast is Judging Freedom on YouTube. We're up to 9.5 million views a month. Judging Freedom on YouTube. And they can go to my website, which is Judge Knapp, or they can watch me on with our employer on Newsmax. I'll be there all day tomorrow, starting at 8 in the morning and going until Carl Higbee at 5 in the afternoon.
All right, my brother. Talk to you, and hopefully maybe we can get you on next week. I'd love to have you on if you got some time next week as well. Okay, bud?
For you always, Rob. All the best, my man.
All right, brother, let's take a break. This is The Rob Carson Show. Well, thank Andrew Napolitano for being on the show today. By the way, I just want to clear things up. I believe that the federal government was involved in rigging the 2020 election. Not necessarily stealing it, just rigging it. Yeah, they were involved. They were involved. They covered up Hunter Biden's laptop. They created Russia collusion. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, you know what? Even some comedians are starting to be able to speak out loud about stuff.
Isn't that weird? It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Even comedians would get on stage and they would shame people for trying to get informed about a medical treatment that was experimental that they had to take or they would lose their job.
Talking about COVID.
And they wouldn't be able to travel. And when people tried to get informed about that, other people shamed them. They would say, please tell me you're not going to do your own research. You've heard people say that. Please don't do your own research. You know, before COVID, doing your own research used to be called reading.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're shaming me for reading? At the behest of Big Pharma? It's like I woke up in the middle of a Bill Hicks bit. Well, looks like we got ourselves a reader. That's how much people internalized the propaganda from Big Pharma.
What?
Was that they would be anti-intellectual enough to shame people for reading while they're wagging their finger at them for doing it. You would never shame people for trying to get informed, no matter what other subject it was, no matter how unimportant. Like if I say, hey, I'm gonna go buy a car. Don't look into it. Well, how will I know which car to get? Ask the salesman. He's the expert.
That's right. You know, and the salesman is Anthony Fauci. Here's Rand Paul talking about the federal government and lying to you about COVID.
About 2 years ago, a whistleblower revealed that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the lab in China, wanted to get American taxpayer dollars to create a virus, a coronavirus that had a special way to infect human cells called a furin cleavage site. So they asked for money in 2018. This was asked of DARPA. DARPA didn't give them the money.
DARPA.
And nobody from DARPA, nobody from the 15 agencies, and the agencies included Anthony Fauci's NIAID as well as NIH, they all heard about this proposal, and none of them warned us that the lab in Wuhan wanted to work on creating a virus that it turns out looks very scarily similar to what COVID-19 was.
Yeah. And nobody's been held accountable. China hasn't been held accountable. It's like it was almost like maybe they were working together. Right. But, you know, the truth comes out. That's the amazing thing. They've tried a lot of things that Joseph Stalin would have tried in Russia and did it. But they've never tried it in a country that has the First Amendment backed up by the Second. No. And hopefully all of this is going to come out in the wash and people will be held accountable. Let's take a break, come back, wrap this thing up. This is the Rob Carson Show. That again does it for the show today. If you missed any of it, please listen to the podcast. Just go to your regular podcast platforms, look up the Rob Carson Show, or just ask Alexa to do that, will ya? Have a glorious day. God bless you, America, and save Israel and America, and God bless Israel. There you go. And until tomorrow, don't catch a tumor.